Hot 105, I'm fortunate to have today three members of the Florida legislature. We have Florida Representative District 94, Bobby DeBose. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Rodney.
From the Florida Senate, State Senator Perry Thurston, District 33. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Rodney.
And we have State Representative District 95, Barrington Russell. Good to see you. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Thank you. Good morning. And to all our listeners as well, too.
You have a town hall meeting taking place this Monday night to discuss what happened up in Tallahassee. It was not a good year for education in Florida for our children. And Senator Thurston, what other topics will be discussed?
What we have is an opportunity for the community to come out and talk about those new laws that you referenced. Also, the budget and the fact that these new laws will affect all of our citizens here in Broward County.
And State Representative DeBose, where will this town hall meeting take place on Monday night?
Town hall meeting will take place at the African American Research Library and Culture Center, 2650 Sixth Trunk Boulevard, the Sixth Trunk Corridor. We're going to discuss several issues, bills that went into effect, but probably the one that has gained the most attention is House Bill 7069. Rodney, it's a really bad law. I mean, the question is, what doesn't this law do? This particular law, in my opinion, is an all-out assault on traditional public school as we know it.
It's an attack from charter school proponents and will also impact public education in terms of funding.
Absolutely, Rodney. The charter school industry has taken over the public schools and they're draining millions and millions of dollars earmarked for our public schools, and it'll be going to the charter schools.
And State Representative Barrington Russell, you also discuss other issues that will impact our community at this town hall meeting.
I want to join my colleagues in discussing the issues as it relates to the new CRA law, for example. That's, I think, an important one. We want to be sure that everybody come out to hear what we have to say to them, to give them the appropriate update in terms of the educational bill, the marijuana bill. We want great participation, so it's imperative that you come out in your numbers.
We'll have light refreshments starting from 5:30 until 6, just prior to the event.
And the town hall meeting will take place
Monday, July 10th from 6 to 7:30. And right now, we're also going to be discussing this new Stand Your Ground law, which you've seen in the media,
yes,
the new marijuana bill, as well as the Visit Florida issue, which consumed a lot of our time in Tallahassee.
Representative DeBose?
We'll also have former Senator Chris Smith to join us, a member of the Constitutional Revision Commission, joining us on Monday, Rodney.
And it's important to find out what's happening because that commission that former Senator Smith is on meets once every 20 years. Is there a contact number for more information about your meeting?
954-321-2705. 954-321-2705.
I hope this meeting is well attended. You guys represent a big area in South Florida. With us this morning, we have State Senator Perry Thurston, District 33, Florida Representative, District 94, Bobby DeBose, Florida Representative Barrington Russell, District 95. Much success at your meeting at the African American Research Library and Cultural Center this Monday night at 6 p.m.
Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.